welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio Special Independence Day Musical. My name is Roger here in sunny Okotoks, still sunny in the West Coast, and it's about 6 p.m. wherever you are. This is Zambia Block Talk Radio Special Programming, and today I'm joined by my good sister. I don't know if she's in Houston or Dallas. She's going to be co-hosting. Yeah. Ms. Lamonzi, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening. Happy Independence, everybody. I'm in Dallas, Texas. Welcome,
Dallas,
everybody,
Texas,
to the show.
Yes, yes. Those who are listening to us are online, and those who are calling. Yeah, it's a packed show. We have a lot of nice, good songs. Dr. Monsanje is here. Big Cave is here. Others will be joining. The first 30 minutes will be taken by myself and the co-host, and then others will put down their thoughts as we go. We are lined up Kachana now. We have B1 coming. We have the Mlemena Boys. We have Mr. Josiah from here in Canada, where he is. If we have time, Shala Mwana is coming. Rashima Gi, Peach and Kazembe, Dr. Monsanje should be able to like that. Piquet Shala is coming. We have the Tonga Anthem, Kawilo from Congo. So everyone is here, and it's going to be like a blast. So those who are listening online, if you are seated, you may have to find some shoes and get to the dance floor, because today it's going to be just one of those good day. So we hope Mother Zambia had a wonderful celebration, Ms. Namunji, today. We hope there were no incidences or anything like that.
I haven't heard anything. I think it all went well so far. The messages and the phone calls I've been receiving. Most people, they've decided to put politics aside and just to celebrate this wonderful day.
That's true, and that's true. This is something we should all start to work towards too, especially the people who are not even high up there. We are fighting too much, those of us who are just below the belt. We are fighting too much. So if we can begin to smooth around, maybe debate, but end this kind of division which is coming up. So we are going to have a wonderful day today and just celebrate freedom. In 2010, October 23, Nathan, we had Dr. Kaunda come to Zambia Block Talk Radio on the eve of the Independence Day. He shared a lot of good things. So we have some clips. We may not finish all of them, we will not do all of them, but this coming Saturday, we may want to go through them. Like Kelvin tells me, when you do a show and then you listen to it later on, it's a whole totally different show altogether. So a lot of good things. So Kenneth Kaunda clips, we are going to play them as we go. So we'll start, we'll kick our discussion, or either our show, with a song, Freedom, Freedom from Kacharana. It's a wonderful song. I don't know if you were able to listen to it. Before I do that, let me say hello to a few people before they get mad with me. Dr. Monsanje, good morning. Is it good morning?
Good evening, Roger.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was on Independence. You had a wonderful Independence, Dr. Monsanje.
Oh, yes, my God, it was a blast here in Philadelphia. All Zambians came from New Jersey, even our sister from New Jersey, Yareka Mohango, came to join us.
Okay, great. Others, you'll be joining us as we go. Here is Kachanana singing Freedom.
Beauty is the sun as it rises in the east. the sun sets in the west, it turns into gold. You hear the love of our forefathers who fought for this.
Imagining that, even if some of us were not there, but just thinking of buying stuff from the window when we didn't experience that, I still wonder how that was possible and how people managed to deal with that. So I know we still have a lot of things to work on in our country, but I think the freedom, we know we have freedom. We may not have freedom in all aspects, but even for some of us to be here in the States, that's freedom right there. I was thinking about it the whole day, even through for the past 2 days, about independence, what it means. It may mean different from different people. I may look at independence different. You may look at it different. Depends. But if you take the politics out of it, when you look at freedom, there are a lot of things to celebrate about freedom, especially this particular independence year. It's very significant. Why am I saying that? It's significant because I don't know whether there's somebody who is thinking like me because of dual citizenship. If you remember very well, it's something which the diaspora has been fighting for years, dual citizenship. Mm-hmm. So that is one thing to celebrate as freedom. Talk about the Siddiqui of this world, Akashambatwa, Masheke Akashambatwa, all the leaders. Before I even go further, I want the Block Tech Radio to render their condolences to Mangala Joe. Mangala Joe is one of the influential leaders in our community, and she lost her son, I think, the other weekend. They just married last weekend, and we're really sorry for that. She's another instrumental person who was so much focused on the Dao citizenship. She fought for it, too. Most leaders, they fought for Dao citizenship. So it's really something to fight for. That is part of freedom. People like Mutala in Canada, I remember he had a radio, Block Talk radio show. It's one of the things they focus so much on, Dao citizenship. They used to talk. I go back and listen to the shows they used to have, and Dao citizenship was one of the big deal for that Block Talk radio. So people like Musava and everybody who fought in the struggle of Dao citizenship, it's one of the freedom to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah. And we send talking about Masala, that side, greetings to our big brother, Lagaila Mlenga, who hasn't been well, and we hope on behalf of the radio, our brother may collect enough funds for his surgery, and so he can get well, living in this part
and
of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, even when we are celebrating, we still have some sad situations going on in our communities. We also lost one of our sisters. She was from cancer in Florida.
Yes,
there's
yes,
fundraising
yes,
going
yes,
around.
Sure.
Please, let's
yeah.
support that
yeah.
cause. I know people like George Mutonga, Sadiq, and everybody, they are rallying behind that thing, and the community in Florida, Matilda, and them, they're doing a very, very, very good job.
Okay, well said, well said. Like we said, this is going to be a musical, and the others are going to join us on the bottom of the hour, depending on how I set it up on 90 minutes. So if we run out of stuff to do after 60 minutes, we can stop. But I know we are not going to do that. A shout out to Dr. Kalonde, to my brother in... my Kaonde brother, I've forgotten his name. Well, do you know his name?
Daniel. Is it Daniel?
Daniel. Yeah, Daniel.
Daniel.
Yes, my brother, Daniel. Nathan is here, 301. Yeah, 301 is a mainland number, maybe, yeah. I live in that part of the world. I think I remember some of these numbers. We'll see. Here is a story by Dr. Kaonde when he came, Nathan. Even if, though your voice is not yet in, because it's not allowed at this moment. Dr. Kaonde was here in 2010, some 7 years ago, on Independence celebration. It was wonderful. Nathan, I think I asked him some question, but he just came in. We were talking about buying stuff during the colonial days through the window. The audio was not very good. So you may have to tune in your ears and listen to what Dr. Kaonde had to say when he came on Zambia Block Talk Radio.
I'll give you an example. One day I went to a shop and I went to buy a bicycle. They told me, yes, I was about to get some money, and then I said, look, let me get my bicycle first of all. This time they asked me to go and get the bicycle going through the door. I said, no. You sold me this bicycle through a pigeonhole. So get this bicycle out through this pigeonhole. Then I'll get it. Okay, I couldn't do that. They realized I was fighting racial discrimination in Northern Virginia.
Pashima jindi na mashiwi panono Vyashira panganda ikale niko panti Depaya mipusheko Pashima jindi ichomulari lakunse Yonse chishi ichomuno munganda tamwaba Chinchi pashima jindi depaya mipusheko Pashima jindi ichomulari lakunse Yonse chishi, ichemuno munganda tamuaba, chishi bashi magi. Gabu piashi mulepa yanda mifiari ranebo. Gapia kuriashi jelo kipika bashi magi. Gakucha panda michapi atamuenda nefiko tata. Nkito ya panganda, dabomba yonse tata. Jebeni bashi magi, dachuko mangu pile. Nani bumalonda ndishibe, nde mitungele nganda te, shibe ni. Bashima gindi na mashiwi panono Vyashiria panganda ikale niko panchi Epa ya mipusheko Bashima gindi ichomulari lakunse yonse chinchi icho muno munganda tamwaba chinchi bashimagi epaya mipusheko bashimagi icho mularira kunse yonse chinchi icho muno munganda tamwaba chinchi bashimagi ngabuka chimulefa ndamifyarira nebo ndafya kuyanchi chero kwipika bashimagi ndakucha panda michapira tamwenda nechiko tata nchito ya panganda ndabomba yonse tata ngevenyi vashimagi ngachupo mwangupire nganivumalonda nichive ndemisungire ngandafye ngevenyi
Some classic, Ms. Namunji, some classic there.
Bashimagi, National... Bashimagi.
Yeah, you know these songs there. I know. I live.
You see why I like,
yeah.
You see why I like old songs, old school songs? They have meaning.
Uh-huh.
It's not like songs of today whereby kids are just jumping all over. They are just singing dreams and drums and stuff like that. Yes,
yeah.
The old school music, they have meaning. When they play, they have a meaning to certain people in their situation.
I think what has happened is that now that we have grown, you can listen to it and it makes sense. Back in the day, we are just songs.
No, I remember there was a song, I forgot that Lozi song about the a husband who was a drunkard, like he was alcoholic. And my grandfather used to play that song so much back in the days. And my grandmother used to get so much upset every time he used to play it when he's drunk for some reason. You know, it was talking about drunkard husband. You know, and now they've made their souls rest in peace. Now they've all gone. Now I'm sitting like, why was grandpa used to play that song so much every time he's drunk? And my grandma, and you know, the submissive was a big deal in those days. My grandmother can't even say, like, no, don't play that song or turn the radio on. She'll just be frustrated, but she won't do anything about it. And now I'm sitting looking behind back in the days. I'm like, wow, that was really something, you know?
Yes, something, yeah. Some of us, we grew up in the mines. Nathan can attest to that. In the mines, there are these taverns all over the place. Some people have jukebox every house. You know, this is one strange thing where we are here. You don't even hear, unless others who play music in their vehicles. But in the compound, this car radio is blah bang here. This car radio is doing this. So those songs actually bring memories like that, Dr. Musanje. Just a quick one, a comment on that song, Dr. Musanje, if you can.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed listen to that song. I remember it way back. I think it was in the 70s. You know, we sang it.
Don't start revealing our ages, Dr. Musanje. Let's just listen to music. Go ahead, Dr. Musanje.
Yeah, no, Independence Day was a very special to bring a cup and a plate so that we can go and eat. And there was only rice and the Fanta.
Rice.
That was
yes,
the day that
rice and Fanta,
we drank.
Or Coca-Cola and bread.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that
so
is,
we are the... I think we are the independence generation, and I remember 24th meant is it milk in that pyramid shaped from Zambia Dairy, and and Superloaf also come bring the buns. It was wonderful, and
it was.
But we don't want to go into why those things have disappeared.
I know.
It was part
do you
of
remember
those
that time? That time there was even like the Mama Regine issue. My mom was one of the Mama Region, Wanda Mama Region women, it was in Kaoma, and that time we had governors. You know, so the governor was in charge of independence, and the day before independence, all the Mama Region League women will go to the governor's house and cook for the following
day.
That was in Kaoma? Yeah, that was in
Kaoma,
and we won't see my mother. Mm-hmm. They even had these pretty dresses I wish I can have with the Zambian flag, stripes, the dresses. My mother had that. And we won't see our mother the whole day, you know. She'll dedicate her time to go and cook for the independence. And the following day, we'll go for, you know, she's our mother, so she'll come and get us. We'll go there and eat rice and chicken. You know, some of the families, even me, to be honest with you, rice was something, rice and chicken was something like you only have it on Christmas, New Year.
Of course, that was a delicacy, yes.
We used to look forward for that. And it was really fun when you sit down and look at it. The Mama Region issue was a really big deal. Until when the mouth party was introduced, though Kaunda was still the president, but they started doing the mouth party and campaigning Chiluba and them. And my brother was at the university, and he was one of the people in that revolution. There was a very big revolution at the University of Zambia. My brother was there, was involved in that revolution. You know, and when he came to Kaoma, he told my mother to stop going to cook for functions like Christmas, Independence, all those functions and stuff like that. And my mother was like, why? Because we were having fun. My mom was having fun. But my brother, because he was a little advanced and he understood the dictatorship and everything like that, he said, no, it's not necessary. These people are just using you and stuff like that. And we were not happy. That he was telling us to stop doing stuff like that. We were really not happy, including my mother. My mother was like, what's wrong with you? You know? So my brother was like, why do you leave your kids the whole day to go and cook for these politicians to come and eat? It was, when I look back, it was really interesting. I don't regret going through that. Really, we had so much fun.
Of course.
We used to look forward for independence because we know we are going to have the Coca-Cola, Fanta, rice and chicken loaf of bread for free.
In May 2019, Nathan, we are going to hit 10 years on radio, and we are hoping to have something big in Dallas. So we are going to begin campaigning to have all our friends. I was listening to some shows, Nathan. It's amazing.
The people who have come on Zambia.
Block Talk Radio. So those who listen to us all the time, it's time to put up some money together for Dallas 2019 in May. It's going to be huge. And I'll need 1 hour to play some old music so I can put some people on the feet. Like this one was very common in my time. This was Shalamwana. I remember this was a special Independence Day musical. Welcome, everyone. You're going to have a chance. Don't worry, you have a chance.
Mundan bankuma, bujimundan 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 bankuma interesting, Mr. President. Let's switch to the to your political life. In 1953, when the Federation was created, you were 29 years old. Could you please tell our listeners at what stage you got involved into politics and what prompted you?
Well, thank you. When the Federation was imposed on us, the African people, black people, Federation of Rhodesia and Newfoundland, that is Northern Rhodesia, Southern Rhodesia, and Newfoundland in those days. This was an imposition on us because we had fought very hard rejecting Federation, because we realized they were creating against us another or a second South Africa in the heart of Africa. That is how we saw it. And there is no doubt in our minds, even now, that that is what it was meant to be. So we fought very hard indeed. They still imposed it. And the headquarters of the Federation was in Salisbury, Harare today, in the heart of Southern Rhodesia. And the man who was in charge there was Huggins. Prime Minister Huggins became Prime Minister of the Federation. And the man who was an active racist there in Northern Rhodesia, Roy Wilensky, became his second in command of that federation in Harare today, but Salisbury in those days. Now, for me, 1953 have found me already very active in politics, very active in politics indeed.
In that discussion, Nathan, what I really caught, someone was talking about how when the Federation was imposed on Zambia and Nyasaland and Southern Rhodesia, so most of the resources were taken from our country to develop where the white people wanted to settle, and that was Rhodesia. So that's how we find the, I don't know if it's a present imbalance right now, but the imbalance they had then, all the resources were going to Rhodesia because that's where they chose the capital to be, and hence. So when I listened to that again, I said, "Oh, so this is happening." Welcome everyone, Zambia Block Talk. Nathan, say something. You know, I speak in syllables. I call myself, so I break here. I do this. Go ahead, say something.
Brilliant idea for you to do this show with one of the prolific minds, political minds in our community, Namunji, the one and only, my sister, the one I love so much.
Yeah.
Though we have different political views, that's what, you see, Roger, this is what Zambia Block Talk Radio has done.
Yes.
This platform was meant for us to get together. It doesn't matter what tribe you are, what your political views are, what your favorite team is. Me, I'm not into the Manchester United and Arsenal thing that you guys do and everybody does. But it's okay. We still get together and we hang out. And that's what this is about. 53 years is significant. I'm going to sort of give away a little secret here. You've noticed that I haven't said anything on Facebook. I don't know how many people have noticed that. The reason I haven't said anything on Facebook is that I've got a lot of things on my mind about the state. I know some people will say forget about the problems, the issues, celebrate. I'm not that type of person. I prefer that I just keep quiet.
No, trust me, Nathan. I can confess it's been tough even on me. I'm sure a lot of people know how passionate I've been in the past few weeks with whatever is happening in our country. But sometimes you might just say there is something which we need to give up to bring ourselves together and bring our country together. There is a lot of pain.
It's true.
Is for sure.
It's
we cannot hide that. There's a lot of pain.
That point you are making is the very reason I responded and went and attended the independence celebration here in Dallas. Namunji is my witness. I have attended very few of these events, but I decided to go so that I would show patriotism. That was about the best thing I could do. I hope I'm not spoiling your show here. Let me go back to the Shalamwana song. Shalamwana. Do you realize we're looking back here. Do you realize the controversy Shalamwana brought to Zambia?
She used to bring a lot of controversy. And our Tonga brother, what's his name? The one who had a wedding every week, Mwanga.
I see what you mean. You see, Shalamwana, the way she was dancing was against the rules of the day, so to speak, okay? So that didn't go very well. That didn't go very well with the... What's the word Namunji used about our elderly ladies who were in the leadership of UNIT? Mama Region. Those things were not going well with Mama Region. No, those things were not going very well with Mama Region. You know what I'm saying?
They were not.
It's 7 o'clock news, which used to bring him before the news. Remember some of these songs? It was 7 o'clock news. Let me go. Let's see. I don't know if we are going to kickstart everyone to say something. If you want to say something, please press one. Otherwise, it is good to have you. And a very good number of you have called in, and we know those who are listening. If you are listening, inbox me. Say hi, and we can give you a shout out. Our good brother Josiah sang a song just dedicated to Zambia. So we'll play just a bit of that, and then we'll open the mics to everyone to just a shout out. Again, I advise everyone, let's not shakufurwa, shani. We still have a lot of days. Tomorrow, Saturday, is coming. Trust me, we can have fun today. We can have some fun. Here is Isaiah, Zambia.
Let this voice be heard across that land, spreading the message of love. We know what the past has been, not what the future holds. We trust God will see, He'll see us through. United we stand, but divided we fall. Diversity, our common ground. Zambia, the land we love, the very reason we sing this song. Zambia, the land of peace and hope. Reach out and touch someone else's life and make that nation a better place for you. Won't you sow the seed of hope in other people's hearts and help their dreams turn into reality? Countless trials and shuns lingered lie ahead, yet one day
The results which you have seen right now as far as being united on tribal lines, did you envision this at the beginning of One Zambia, One Nation, or are you just as surprised as we are to be one of the few countries in Africa who are so united on tribal lines?
Thank you very much. My colleagues and I grew up at this mission place, especially by my father. And some of the teaching, the central theme of the teaching was love the Creator with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your gut. And when it comes to the one made in God's image like you, the teaching has been love your neighbor as you love yourself, meaning do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, this helped us a lot. 23 indigenous tribes in Zambia.
Yes.
And when came the English tribe, Irish tribe, Scotch tribe, Welsh tribe, Indian tribe, Pakistan tribe, and quite a few more others, different colors. So we began to see great sense in the teaching of the Lord, the two commandments. And we realized that to escape collision of tribal friction, racial friction, as is happening in South Africa, we had to do take seriously the teaching. So we began to go around when we were organizing the for the party and getting our people to understand what we're trying to do, meaning of independence. We began to shout not slogan, but we agreed on a motto, not slogan.
Mr. Munji, President KK there says their belief in love your neighbor as you love yourself, it was not just something they preached. Probably they lived it, because we are all now products of One Zambia, One Nation, a very, very different country.
Thank you. You've asked me that, Roger. A couple of days ago, I posted something on Facebook about what is going on in our country right now. The heading was like, "Dear Facebook, this is what is on my mind right now." Zambia is a Christian nation, but I think, I don't know whether it's a Christian nation or it's just a religious nation. I refuse to believe it's a Christian nation. Why I refuse to? I don't think. Actually, we need to take that word away, because it's blasphemy. We are not a Christian nation. We are a religious nation, people. We believe there's God. We believe to go to church, but our hearts are not really Christian. Because when it comes to politics, that's like KK was saying, like, do to others as you want to do. It's like people, they are refusing to believe or to accept other people's opinion because they don't belong to that group. They may call themselves, they are Christians, they are leaders, they are preachers, they are pastors, they are men of God, but they don't believe what HH is saying. Or, you know, they criticize HH. It's okay to criticize, but I think it's getting too much in Zambia right now. like it's even getting like hatred, evil spirits and stuff like that.
Oh, hate.
So what
hate,
is,
hate
is
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if what you are doing to hate, if you're a Christian, what you are doing to hate, what you are doing to Chibakabuni, what you are doing to Eddie Galongo, if you're a Christian, just put yourself in that position, like, is this how I would want these people to look at me or to talk at me like this? These are human beings, like just like all of us. Nobody's perfect. They make mistakes. They may belong to a different party, to a different function, but they are human beings. Let's not make them like they're devils. They are human beings.
Well,
they make mistakes. Let's criticize them. But, you know, there are some people like
hello.
Or we even tell God what kind of judgment suits them, how God should judge them. Who are we to tell God how God should judge Eddie Galongo or how God should judge HH or Chishimbakambuini? I mean, if the HH is a devil worshiper,
I think we are going to digress to politics very easily, very, very, very easily there. But well said. We just want to say independence.
But for now,
like our forefathers, they had something they stood on, which was one Zambia, one nation, and a lot of us have really benefited from that. We see it from other countries like Zimbabwe. They are torn right between their tribes. Other countries like Kenya, they are torn right behind. So now we have just to be careful whether we are going to keep this one Zambia, one nation. Master Mekia, good evening to you. Brother Daniel,
good evening,
Mekia,
good
how
evening
are you,
everyone.
Brother?
Doing fine, thank you.
Yes, your independence thought, please.
With this limitation of what one thinks, it's become a problem. So it becomes undemocratic when we actually celebrating independence. So
yes,
I don't know.
Yes. Actually, you know, to help you, my brother there, it's not even very, very hard when you see what the KKs of this world went through. They went to Kabompo, locked up into some small town. You could say something about that sacrifice our leaders made.
It's like not talking about our forefathers without talking about today, because these things have to be in comparison or comparable.
Yeah.
When we are talking about the past,
mm-hmm.
it has to be compared with the present, because the past will mean nothing if we cannot compare with them in the present.
Yes.
So we have to relate these things in order to add value.
Okay, go ahead. You might be eating your 1 minute, your 2 minute contribution. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Anyway, for me, I think really we need to celebrate Zambian independence, and we need to celebrate what our forefathers did, regardless of up and down, and not being the West or not being where the West is. But I think Zambia have achieved a great milestone compared to other countries that also had fought for independence. Look at West Africa, Central Africa, East Africa, and going all the way, South Africa, Southern African countries as well. So Zambia really has done great in terms of tribal unity, though there's still those small factors, but I think that this uniqueness of Zambian trying to put things together. If you know, there's this, I think one thing about, I don't know whether this is a credit we give to Kaunda or it's just a naturally of the kind of the Bantu people that stayed in that area. There's this kind of fear of problems, this kind of fear of war, this kind of fear of troubles. So that has helped them, has helped us. You know, if you're going to show politics of becoming a troublemaker, they will not vote for you. But if you come as a woman and nice and good, speak well, probably they vote for you. So So I really we have to thank God for Mr. Chiluba, you know, for bringing in religion as strong as it is, even when it is actually on the bedrock of Kaunda when he formed a United Church of Zambia, you know, trying to liberate themselves from the Western Church. But Mr. Chiluba went back to the Western Church, you know. And also looking at the, you know, the involvement of traditional leaders in the politics, I mean, you know, trying to work together the politicians, you know, all that,
okay,
you know, kind of
yeah,
build up our togetherness.
Well said. Well said. Kelvin, good evening, my brother here. Any thoughts, hard as it may be? Go ahead.
Thanks, Roger. Happy independence to everybody. I think one of the greatest milestones achieved in the history of our nation is the attainment of independence. Just that feeling of being liberated, you know, from the shackles of colonialism was great. I think without the fight that our forefathers put up, you know, today we'd still be under colonial rule. I mean, Zambia is 53 years old. You know, so much could have been done, so much has been done. But I think it's just a question of, you know, us coming together as one, you know, sharing political, religious platforms as one. And I believe that togetherness, you know, creates progress. So if we embrace those values, set expectations for ourselves as a nation, I think, you know, our generation and future generations will be able to look back and look at the great milestones we've achieved as a nation. But happy independence, everybody.
Yeah, happy independence to you, my brother. As a people, Kelvin, is it possible to start working on what Namun just talked about here? We debate different sides of the story, but without being hateful towards one another, because we are drifting very, very close to that. Where I think you know, our leaders, when they are even throwing what punches, that very, very soon it will reach to the cadres and everyone. Soon we have no country. Is it possible for us to debate fiercely and yet still be able to meet and say hello to one another?
It's definitely a big possibility. I think it's a question of right. It's just a question of recognizing the fact that you know, a coin has two sides. So does a story. So does a debate. You see that. So once we or our leaders also recognize that fact, I think we'll be in a position where we start appreciating divergent views without becoming physical. However, having said that, emotions are part of us as human beings, and some people are more passionate. I wish they were being physical on issue to do with policy. You see that? If you're being physical on stupid things, then we have a long way to go. But if they were being physical on issues pertaining to policy, I think that would have been great.
Brother Noel in New York, your independence message.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening to you.
My husband.
Yes, my wife. Happy Independence Day to everyone. Now, this is my thought about our independence. It is true that we have to give credit to our forefathers for fighting so hard for us to be liberated. And of course, the biggest thing back in the days that we really give credit for is for us to get our own independence from the British. But this is 53 years later. We should go a little over just celebrating our liberation from the British. We should celebrate the freedoms that came with. Maybe 50 years ago, we did not have as much freedom as we have now, like the freedom of speech, the freedom of expression, the freedom of wanting to be a better person. Those are the freedoms that those people started for us to continue. So as we celebrate our independence, let's also celebrate our liberation and our freedom that the government and our countries afford us. So let us celebrate those freedoms so we can teach our children to say, these are the things that our forefathers taught us. Of course, yes, they got independence from the British. But because of that, we have freedom of speech, we have freedom of expression, and we have freedom to diversify and discuss our views. This what we're doing
well
now
said.
Is because of what they did then. So as we celebrate our Independence Day, let us also celebrate the freedom that came with it, that our country deserves us.
And we need to fight for them. Those freedoms, like the United States have said, you have in the Constitution, you have the Republic, if you can keep it. So we are free, but can we keep that freedom? Can we fight for it to make sure we have it? Well said, my good brother, Chasaya. Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, Roger. How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah, go ahead with your independence message, and thank you for that song.
I just want to wish everybody a happy Independence Day. I know, you know, having moved to North America, you would say happy Zambian Day since we adapt wherever we go. So my message is really that it's a day that we reflect on people who fought to get to, for us, to enjoy what we do. We can speak freely. And at least we've been able to do so, and also to do the things that a human being desires. And so I want to pay tribute to those heroes of our time. There are many, and I think it also goes beyond the Kaunda name. There are people who are not mentioned in that struggle in Northern Province, Namuchinga Province, Western Province, and I thought, for me, this day is about those people who are nameless, who have remained nameless, but they contributed to the struggle. Yeah, and even now, I think that we should remember, because even some of our relations did play a part. So for your uncle that you hear about, for all those who have remained nameless but contributed to the struggle, this day, I feel, is for them. Thank you.
Well said, and you know, in that regard, that's how I think when I was thinking about some of the songs, some of the legends we have in Zambia, those also have really contributed to our well-being as Zambians, like Mr. Piquet Shara.
Vale, la vida, 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 la v
I don't know, Mr. Munji, how much you followed BK Chala, but some of the songs, when you listen, there is the elder song. There is a part where he says he after the elder throws is it the cigarette in his pocket. Wangu wangu washing.
Pole pole.
So he says he. You know, I sit down, Mr. Munja, and I try to say, how do these people think? You know, I don't know, just who is the artist here can tell us, but how do they think to put up words like this? You know, you just make appreciate them, Mr. Munja.
That's what I was saying earlier on, that the old songs are. They have a lot of meaning in them if you pay attention to them. And I don't know, maybe we still have those songs, but like you said earlier on, that when we were young, we really never paid attention to most of the stuff. But now when we go back and listen and pay attention, they make a lot of sense. P.K. Chala, may his soul rest in peace. Most of his songs were so much... were filled with wisdom.
Yes.
They were not just songs to entertain, but they were songs to teach.
And yet the man was blind.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
the
surprises
man was blind.
Me.
I don't know. One thing I don't know, did that man really go to school, or how far did he go?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's say hello. We have a lot of things to say about these people. We want everyone to chime in. But Daniel, let's say, good evening to you.
Good evening, Van Roger. Thank you for hosting the Independence show today. And I'm enjoying it.
You are welcome. Yes.
And the only thing I wanted to say is some of us, we have mixed feelings. And the reason we have mixed feelings is when we traveled, you know, because as we give credit to the freedom fighters, especially the politicians, not the real freedom fighters that are still asking for the payment, and some of them will never even send the children to school. But those, they like the ministers, and I'm not saying this as history, you know, and history itself, it proves itself. The some Zambians who enjoyed life than anyone who ever enjoyed life because of the wealth that was left. And then when you travel, you come here, and because they see your background, and they said, okay, we'll give you 5,000, you can go to a class, and we'll help you because of your background. And when you see that someone fought in the war and GI Bill, you know, then you say that's independence. That then you said our forefather fought for real independence. But at the same time, we celebrate them. They enjoyed the life, man. They were left with coffers. And I'm not saying this as like a hatred or what. And I know it's gonna. Some people they won't like it. But they did not have difficult to send their children to school. They did not have the difficult to do anything, you know. And they still preaching that, oh, white person this. But white person left them with wealth. The one they were complaining. But for us, even we complain, they never left us with education. Some of us, you know. So for some of us, we have mixed feelings, and history itself it can prove, you know. But thank you for having this discussion.
Well put. And some of the people who have called in, if you want to say something, press 1. That way I don't have to come all the way down. Let me allow 972. I'm thinking this is Wagaira. 972, last four numbers, 2522. Good evening. Or Brother Ngoma, one of the two. Okay, I don't know if you are on mute. Okay, yeah, I've made you drop, go away. Wamata, good evening to you.
Good evening, Baroja. Mudishan.
We are just trying to source some independence messages here and there. Your thoughts, Wamata?
I think
you have come back there. I don't know if you want to talk. We are just listening.
I can. It's okay.
Go ahead.
What I can say at this time is maybe I don't know what the caller was saying when I joined in. I think he said we needed to celebrate some freedoms, and he listed a number of areas in which we can celebrate. And then there is a thought that I would like to correct. So let me start with celebrating the freedoms. We claimed from the British that illegally occupied our land and ruled us for almost a century or over a century. We claimed our land back so we can rule ourselves. All right. So what we did after that in the Day of Independence in 1964, it's exactly what we are doing now. That's what we wanted to do, what we're doing now, to have a place where we can have those freedoms and do what we want to do, whether we make mistakes or we make progress. It is within our freedoms to do that. Now, what I would add to that is let's also think about thinking right, okay? Just because you are thinking doesn't mean that you're thinking right. Let's be intentional. Let's be deliberate in what we're going to do and how we're going to drive our country forward. Okay, so that's what I would do. The other thing that I was saying is that what we do, most of the people would complain that, you know, in 53 years this is what we have done. That has nothing to do with the 53 years. Okay, 53 years of our freedom from the yoke or from the shackles of racism, discrimination, and segregation, and all the things that you can think about that came with. Now we are free, okay? So let's celebrate that we actually gained what we wanted. We won the freedom that we sought, and we should thank these freedom fighters. Now, when we say freedom fighters, most of the time we only focus about the Kaundas, the Taudiambas, the Katilungs, and all that, just the male folk. What about our mothers, our founding mothers? Let's pay tribute to them also. They contributed a lot. Without them, these men would have not achieved it. So let's give them equal time when we're remembering our forefathers and our freedom fighters. Thank you.
Well said. And next song we dedicate to our girls, our mothers, our sisters.
Yeah.
Show the world that you're a strong girl. You're a strong
I saw one of these pictures, Nathan, and the Chonas of this world, the Kapwepwes, the KKs, there were about 7 or 8 men. It was all men folk. And yet, in the struggle, some of the pain, the people who bear the most pain are women. Nathan, if you are on mute, we can't hear you. Hello, Nathan. Okay.
Remember,
Mr. Munji, back
sorry
to you.
About that. Roger, I was saying that, remember that when we hosted, what do you call it, Mama Kankasa on this show, every October we do specials which we dedicate in one way or another to reflect, to commemorate, and just do some historical whatever. This year we decided to do press freedom. That's why we've been speaking to the people we've been talking to. Remember when we hosted Mama Kankasa, she said something about these women, the ladies, the what Namunji said, that the what they said to her aunt, that you are cooking for these politicians, you are not even doing it in your home, and things like that. And Mama Kankasa pointed out those things and the role these women played, the sacrifice that they also made, and the hours, many hours of, and I can't remember, I don't want to misquote her here. She did mention one of the men saying, let's not just have these women cook for us. Let's hear what they are thinking and what they have to say about this process. I can't remember whether she said it was the Kapwepwe or Mainza Chona, one of those, or KK himself. That part I can't remember exactly. She mentioned that one of the men said, let's make the women to be part of the decision-making process.
Yeah, we write. Some of us who are married, we write on the women efforts a lot. I'll be in my room the whole day. All I go to do downstairs is to claim that I haven't eaten, so I can produce a show. I can produce a show, and people have never even seen my wife, and yet she's very, very critical to, they are very, very critical, the ladies, to what we do. Again, if there is people who just want to chip in, you have called in, please come through. And it's supposed to be a musical. It has been a musical. It's been wonderful. No one is fighting. So we are very, very grateful, about that. Mr. Munch, your thoughts?
My thought is just like Nathan was saying earlier on, times are different. And sometimes we sit down and we look what the old folks used to do. But when you really think about them and you get to talk to these people who were there by that time, it made a lot of sense, and it makes a lot of sense now.
Sometimes
you may do something which people would think it's a long decision, but it's for the future. It's a long-term thing,
Today,
it may
especially
not make
Nathan,
sense, but it may
what you miss... Go ahead. What you are saying adds on to...
Because what Nathan was saying about Bakakasa, that was like 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and stuff like that. But for some of us now, when we look back, we're not even born, it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. And again, listening to what Dr. Kaunda had to say, those who have time, if you Google Dr. Kaunda on Zambia Block Talk Radio, 2010, a lot of historical message in there. And sometimes you say, when these people die, I wonder if we have somewhere where it's recorded, and we'll be able to learn to this, or they'll go with all that knowledge, all that knowledge they have.
Kuilamba ekwesu na kukuli. Kuilamba ekwesu na kukuli. Kuilamba ekwesu na kukuli. Kuilamba ekwesu na kukuli. Balesa nifu, andureni nifu. Bamatia nifu, patikola nifu. Bankana nifu, bakalirele nifu. Bamushiri nifu, chonseshi nifu. We lamba ekwesu na kukuli. We babyanji bindi ya mika ya kulima. We babyanji bindi ya mika ya kulima. Aba Nomba kwebo chino, ijitupa mbishi. Bigatane bose. Kuilamba ekwesu na kukuli mfumu. Ukawe tata, ukawe mayo. Ukawe nkwasu, ukawe nkashiani. Kukulima kuwebe, umona moluwa. Ipindi nomba ya Afrika, twende kwense kukulima. Kuilamba ekwesu na kukuli. Nombandikwite, shanibona kaome. Shanipo mantasa, shaniniba mkaza. Shanipo shonongo, shaniniba ndureni. Shanipo akaome, shaniniba mshiri. Kuilamba ekwesu na kukuli mfumu. Shanipo mantasa, Shaniniwa matia, shaniko shonongo, shaniniwa chikora, shaniko akaonge.
Those were songs we listened to, and it was a 12-song album, Mr. Munji, 12 songs on one record. You just put there, sit in the chair, and listen to the entire album. Not this to my one single here, one single there.
At my one single there. I'm sorry, it will sound like I'm just repeating myself, but trust me, those guys' songs, they had meaning.
Yes.
I'm not too sure whether we have songs like that today, which have meaning. Sometimes you appreciate the old days. You appreciate even the colonial days. The colonial days were not that bad. There were some things which was linked from there. Yeah. Because for Kaunda and them to do what they did for us to be here, it was wisdom. You know, I don't think some of us could have gone through that in this day of age. You know,
it
takes really men with the wisdom and looking at the future, and even looking at the generation ahead of them, even those who were not born yet. You know, that's a difference with the Kaunda and us now. They were not selfish people. With the current situation now, we are very selfish. We are just looking at Namunji, me, myself, and I. I'm not thinking about my grandchildren, my children, my kids, and stuff like that. But those people, they considered the generation after them, the generation after them, the generation after them, which we are benefiting now and we are enjoying. So I wish we can have
okay,
that.
Okay, well said. Well said. Final round here, Brother Nsomekela, where do we go now from here? 53 years of independence. Where do we go from here, Brother Nsomekela?
Thank you very much. There are a lot of things that have changed that are different from 1964.
Yes.
So from this forth, we don't expect to stand on a barrel with the flog for the next 27 years. It's not possible. Two, we should understand that with the media and with the technology and with the globalization, have changed the trajectory of democracy, if at all there's democracy anywhere in the world. So that is the dynamic of how things are and how they'll be in the future. Now, with this said, the actually put on, for me, I'm kind of very pessimistic, because with the way people have come to understand democracy and the way they think that everybody has a right, they can do anything and they can be, everybody can become a leader, which for me, I think, even as smart as America is, they were afraid of democracy. That's why there's no democracy in America. Okay, that's why China is rising up, because there's no democracy. Russia is still superpower because there's no democracy. You know, India, there's just elitists. So there's nothing. So now, where are we going to be as Zambia and African? We have people in Kenya. That democracy is not working because of tribalism and stuff. So the question is, where will Zambia be in the next maybe 20 years?
Okay. Well said.
So,
well said.
So, let me go on. Please don't cut me. Now, for the past 20 years. For the past 20 years, democracy did not work for us. And then we have this time. Would it work for us? So if all this period does not work, so how do we predict the future? So that should be a question for each of us.
Okay. Saturday comes. We are back here on Saturday.
I know.
It's coming with
Roger,
those thoughts. How we can do it on that very, very quickly, Ramonje, and then we close down our discussion. Yes.
Daniel is all right. I wish and hope Saturday you are going to encompass all what we are talking today, because celebrating independence and freedom is not enough. We have to celebrate and look forward. And where do we go and what do we do from now, where democracy is concerned? Because when we had independence in 1964, it was not just about freedom. It was about where do we go and how do we handle it?
Yes. Actually, what you are saying is, those are the sentiments I found on Facebook. A lot of them, they are complaining about, yes, we've got freedom, but where to now? The economic slavery, so to say, some are calling it. Thank you so much for everyone who called in. You made the day. We made the independence. We held it together, Nathan. Come Saturday, we may bring this discussion yet again full-fledged. People will probably say what they want to say. But without you, Zambia Block Talk Radio is nowhere. So thank you for taking your time to be with us, and happy birthday once again, Mother Zambia. Have a good night, everyone, and we'll meet together on Saturday.
Thank you.
Masuto zalaki kotambola, zalaki misato nagu, toyeba naki maso ya mokili, tokabwa naki pona nini, matongi, eleka kibiso mbeka.
Don't die.